You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Star Connections with Azriel.
Azriel.
Live from Azriel.love.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Star Connection
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Namaste. It's Azriel coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, and I hope you're all doing wonderful tonight. I just wanted to take a moment and just call in on all the energy that is available to flow through us, to flow through the divine light of consciousness, just to support anyone that's suffering right now. I know there's a big storm hitting Florida, and just holding everybody affected there in light and healing and grounded safety and awareness, as well as those still healing and North Carolina and Tennessee, and then all those people all over the world that we're not even aware of, right, that are going through things on a day-to-day basis. I'm really excited to be here with you today. I will be taking some callers in a few minutes, but I wanted to just start by just checking in and seeing how you all were and, yeah, asking like, what's going on, you know, like, how's your week been? Have you noticed some of the chaos moving through your life, or are you feeling more light and inspired and open? And where are you looking for support? That's a question I've really been in lately, both for myself, like, where am I looking for support? What do I really need to connect me to a higher state of being, of peace and connection? And then I've really been taking that out to my followers, my community, my clients, and asking them, like, how can I support you? And what is the best way that we can come into connection and alignment? So I'm curious if there's something you're looking for, if there's something that you're really needing that can help bring you into a deeper connection with soul, let me know. Visit my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/azriel.love. Or you can check out my website at www.azriel.love. And yeah, let me know how I can serve you. One of the things I've really been playing with lately is how to serve in a bigger way. And that's part of why I'm doing this radio show, right? I want to connect and be able to support beings in a way that's accessible, that's easy, and that doesn't have to be a huge investment or take a lot of time, right? A place where we can touch in, tune in, and go deep. Yeah, and yet still create big change. Let me know. I'd love to know how you're doing. I wanted to start today's show, before I take a caller, by just picking a card, and a card for this week, something that can sort of bring us connection and support as we open into the week ahead. Again, with so much uncertainty, one of the things I've been very aware of for some time, thank you so much. One of the things that I've been so aware of for some time, right, is that we're in a dying phase right now. And at the same time, we're in a birthing phase. We're in this midst of the in-between. And so what was, like, you know, even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it's no longer. And yet what is being birthed? Oh my gosh, we're going to have someone in Kentucky soon. I'm in Tennessee. But what's being birthed, right? Like, it hasn't taken place yet. And so a lot of our paths and a lot of what we've found has worked for us or given us trust in the past. It's really been, not useful to us anymore. It's like, wait, that doesn't work anymore. That doesn't fit anymore. So how can we open to a greater trust and an understanding in the now and in the here? And so that's something I'm with a lot, right? How do we settle into the space of the in-between? And so I just wanted to pick a card today to bring a message for us to offer that support for the next week for all of us in this amazing collective. And I'm picking a card from the Mayatol Herbary deck, and it works with the energy of plants and plant spirits. And I'm just going to open it up. Beautiful. It's the energy of nettle. And for those of you online, I'm going to show you the card. It's the energy of nettle, and it's this leaf, for those of you that are listening, with an eye in the center. And the words are pay attention. And so nettle is the first plant that like comes up in the spring. It's very prickly, but it's also very nutritious, right? And it's bringing us exactly what we need. It's giving us stuff to support our adrenals, to support our physical body, to give us the burst of energy as we're opening into that new abundant spring energy. And at the same time, we have to sort of be careful with it. We have to like be careful how we touch it and how we open to its energy. It's very powerful. It can sting us, right? And so this card and this energy, when we pull it, is like, okay, everything is happening for a reason. Let's come into a space at a time. Let's give ourselves that permission to know that it's not comfortable and that it does feel stingy sometimes. And we want to keep our eyes open. We want to pay attention to what's going around us. We want to pay attention to our stories and notice if we're getting caught in those stories and those old patterns, because they are not serving us any longer. And we really also want to pay attention to what's beyond the stories, our dreams, our inner knowing, the nature around us, everything. So that's a good card for this week. We're getting the nutrients we need to move forward in this birth. And at the same time, we must, pay attention to both letting go and what is dying for us and opening up to what's in the unseen world that we can truly trust, even if it hasn't taken root yet. So beautiful. So I'd love to take this next call, the first call today. It's Shelly in Paducah, Kentucky, and I hear it's Shelly's birthday today. So it's such a joy and beauty to be able to share with you. So hi, Shelly. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Hello.
How are you? Happy
can you hear me?
Birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I, just relaxing.
Cool. How can I be of service today? What would you like to open into?
Well, I am not sure. I've got lots of things, different things going on in my life, but I was like, you know, it's my birthday. Maybe I should just get like a general what I should focus on.
Okay, I'd love to do that for you. So the way I read, it depends person to person, but today I'm getting the invitation. I'm just going to slow down and close my eyes and just first of all, and tune in and see if there's any direct messages for you from spirit. Anything that just, coming through, and then I will pick some cards for you and see what wants to support you on this special day and in the months to come.
Perfect.
Okay, so I might be silent for a moment, but I'm definitely still here with you. And I'm in Nashville, so we're quite close, actually.
Oh, yeah, very.
So the first thing that comes, and again, I will pull some cards to either get more clarity or maybe even get another line of truth coming through. But there's something that is wanting to birth for you, through you that is very exciting. Something that your heart is sort of maybe, I think longing might be too strong of a word, but it's like, oh my God, like, can I really do that? Or can I really experience that in my life? Like the message is like to go for it, right? There is, there's been maybe a waiting period of some sort, or you've had to do the drudge work to get to where you are now. And it's sort of like time for you to step into like what feels exciting. It might feel a little bit scary too, but the heart is very smiling. I didn't get any fear when I was tuning into it. But it's like, it's time for you to trust, know that there is support for you to move forward on this path and that you will be supported. I see a lot of joy for you and a lot of, I almost want to say a playfulness that's coming out or asking you to sort of move into. You know, there's also a peacefulness, like you can be quite comfortable, like, okay, I can be at peace. And this is saying like, no, like we don't want to just be at peace. We want to play. We want to explore. We want to create. And so that's just the first thing that, that comes through. And it's really beautiful.
I love that. Something.
Yeah. And you just know, like, and if you know what it is, then great. But if you don't know, it will be very clear to you. And it's soon.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's right there. This is not like a 3 months down the road type thing. It's like, it's just, it's there. It's time. Go for it. 100% success, beauty, love, connection. Oh, I'm getting big shivers, right? Like, it's just, it's just beautiful. And then I have no idea what this means, but I'm just going to share. I get turkey energy. So the energy of a turkey, and I don't, it doesn't mean Thanksgiving or anything. And I don't remember what turkeys mean from the animal perspective or animal totem perspective. So that might be something you want to look up, but I just see a turkey like energy, and it's very happy, and it's like wandering around, and just showed itself to me. So I just want to share that with you. Okay.
I like turkeys.
Yeah, you know, they go in trees. I never knew that till I moved to Tennessee. And I thought, is that like an owl in a tree? And there were turkeys, right? Like, so they can be grounded, and then they can also go to those higher levels, which I think is really cool. So I'm going to pull some cards. Yeah. From a Rider-Waite deck. So this is a deck that I've worked with for a long time, over...
I'm pretty familiar with that one. I've never really used it, but I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Somebody just gifted me a gilded Rider-Waite today.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
How cool that I'm doing the reading then today. Yeah. These were given to me. So I'm going to be 50 this year, and these were given to me when I was 21 by someone. So I've been using them for a long time, and... Yeah, they're very, very powerful. So I'm just going to, again, be silent for a moment.
Okay.
The other thing that's coming in, just as I'm giving thanks and I'm calling in your angels and guides, is Archangel... Michael is very close for you right now, and he is there to support you on your path. So if there are any challenges that are coming in, you can really call in for his help. Or if you're, there's any barriers that you're noticing, oh, if only this piece would move or this piece would move, not necessarily in your emotional world or emotional life, but more in like outer things that are like in the, you know, just in the way or feel like they're holding things up. He's here to help you right now, and you can call in on his support and his help. And you can also call in the energy of a blue ray of light. I just feel that that's with you. And so even envisioning that blue ray of light, surrounding yourself with it, bringing light and energy with you, it'll bring a lot of support. Oh, so the first card I picked is the Temperance card. It's Major Arcana. Whenever we're working with Major Arcana, I always see it as bigger things and bigger energies that are at play. And I actually pulled six cards for you. And I'm just seeing if there's any. Yeah, we'll stop there. That's where the Major Arcana stop. And there's three Major Arcana. And then actually I pulled five cards. And then two cards that are not Major Arcana. And so this is telling me that there's a wave and a shift and a change, a flow of energy that's moving through for you right now. And there's this balance, right? So it wants you to know that everything is well. You're coming into a state, even though it's not going to feel like it, there's going to be a little bit of a bump coming up. The bump is not a bad bump. It's more of an internal trust and sort of stagnation within, but it's like everything's as it should be. And you have the ground to move forward. Do what you can to follow that joy that I was seeing in your heart. And then also give yourself permission to take the deep breaths and to give yourself, like, you don't have to get in a panic or try to figure it out. It's in place. The second card is the Nine of Wands in reverse. And that is the card where
when it's right side up, it's like looking over my shoulders. I can't trust. Like, I know I've got all this, but I can't trust. And so it's in reverse. And so there's a sense of, especially I think in the next couple of weeks, like, oh, I can trust and things are okay. And I don't have to hold this fear. But I think that's what the next card is all about, is the judgment card in reverse. But it's like, can I really let go? Is this really happening for me? Because some of the choices or some of the directions that you're taking in life on some level feel very imbalanced, right? It's almost like you're going to be making a change that's asking you to grow beyond what you've been before. And so the judgment card is like in reverse. It's not saying, oh, you can't trust, but on an internal level, there's a sense of, I don't know if I can. Can I really trust myself? Can I really trust this process? Because it's sort of turning my whole world upside down. And especially if we're looking at things, if there's anything at all that starts to come in on a financial level, or you're like, well, I got to let this go. This is my safe space, and say, no, I'm following my heart. I'm not just going to like do what I'm supposed to do. And so that feels a little bit scary, right? And so that's the Queen of Pentacles in reverse, is right after the judgment. And it's sort of like asking you to come into a space of deeper trust in yourself. And then the final card, the last bookend, is the Hierophant. And I really like the Hierophant. Now, some people will read the Hierophant cards as like, it's like society, or it's like what you're supposed to do. And for me, the Hierophant is the connection with God. It's the connection with spirit. And it's being the energy of the one who channels in spirit and connects with this higher force. It's like bringing spirit down into matter and into ground. And so the outcome is, or what we're looking at, is everything that's happening in everything that you're being asked to transform, it's like all in alignment with your path, and there's nothing to fear, because you're actually going to come into a place of power and support. And my sense is that you're going to be working more with spirit in your day-to-day life. There's going to be, I think, some openings for you energetically and spiritually, and even perhaps in the work that you do with the world, in that you are going to be able to speak more truly and more fully with that authentic voice of spirit, of intuition. And so this part of you that gets scared, or once you step into it and it's like, can I trust? You can trust, and there's nothing that you need to hold, right? You don't need to figure it out. It's just let it unfold. The universe has got you.
That is wonderful. I have that card here, Hierophant, very literal.
Yes.
Because, I do work with spirit. I just haven't been doing it as closely over the years. But, like, I hear spirit, I see spirit, I feel spirit. And I've been doing readings myself for other people lately, more so than I normally would, because I'm more work, and I'm a social worker.
Okay.
So like,
yeah.
I help people on real, I guess. I don't say it's not real. Real is not the word. Like the waking life.
Yes.
And I like the spiritual life a little bit more these days. So, it's definitely interesting.
Yeah, being called into it. And one of the things that I'd be curious about, even in your like day job, is how can you connect with spirit there? And I'm going to have to take the next caller in one moment, but how can you connect with spirit there? And obviously with your clients, you can't. Like, I understand it's very linear, and there's also a structure, right, that you have to be with and within the job you're doing. But like, even just taking the time to ground and to meditate, asking spirit to be with you when you're there, right? And then being curious about like, oh, how is this actually coming through to support them or to support me? And I would really encourage you to continue your work with spirit with others, because I think there's some bigger shifts happening for you there. So,
definitely. So I've started getting into astrology and human design, and
I love human design.
I'm a right angle cross of penetration 3.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Oh, so you're here to like bring stuff in. Yeah.
And break things open. Yeah.
and break things open. It truly is. Yeah. I'm a left angle cross of uncertainty. I'm a projector as well. And so, I love human design.
I'm actually a manifesting generator.
Oh, cool.
My whole design, my sun is gate 57.
Okay. Yes. Which is break again. It's amazing. Yeah, both breaking open, but also that intuition, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, it's so wonderful to connect with you on your birthday. And
thank you.
Yeah,
I really needed it.
And feel free. I've got a Facebook page. It's Azrael.love. It's facebook.com/Azrael.love. Or check out my website, www.Azrael.love. I'd love to hear from you. I do try and offer a lot of free or affordable stuff. I offer guided journeys once a month I think it's $20 or something, and I don't turn people away.
Yeah.
But it would be wonderful to connect with you. Yeah. If you feel called. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll find you on Facebook. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a wonderful rest of you. And I'd love to take a call from Laura. I think I've got about 8 minutes here. And
I'm still here. Hello?
Somersworth. Yeah. Hi, how are you doing? It's wonderful to meet you tonight.
Hi, I'm doing good. Funny you mentioned about working with intuition and business. Anyway, I'm doing good. Did you want my question or?
Yeah, I would love your question just because I only have a few minutes and I'd really love to give you some answers. It's wonderful to connect with you.
Yeah. At first I thought the previous person you were talking about me, I'm like, oh, this is so spot on. But, I've been wanting to start a psychic business. I'm having difficulty starting it. Also, I'm having difficulty, finding employment. So I guess the best question is, what is it I need to know to get past this?
Okay. So one of the first things I'd like to just share with you, and then I'm going to tune in. I will pull some cards too. You're not alone right now. We are at this time. Oh, I'm going to pull some cards for you personally, but I just want you to know, I think we're just in it and it's being reworked. So part of the invitation is for, and I know we have to survive, right? But part of the invitation is how do we trust, right? How do we surrender and then do our own work right now? So that when we're really when this alignment happens, the energy and the flow is there. So let me just take a moment here. So just want you to know you are so supported. You have so many guides and angels around you, as I'm sure you know. You are like a powerhouse with the psychic energy or with the access that you have to it. Ooh, this is beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Okay. So it is, things are going to move. So again, I think a lot of it is timing for you and trusting in the timing. The first card I pulled was the Ace of Wands, which is new beginnings, potent and powerful new beginnings, and fire, right? There's that passion. There's that energy. It's going to hit you like a spark and it's just going to open up for you. So again, I do get the sense of timing. Now, this was the first card I pulled. So it's soon. There will be some sort of shift soon. I still think it will take some time to come into full fruition. But there is going to be a shift or an opening or awakening that sort of cracks and at least says, oh, here's a little flow. Here's a little energy. It feels good. And then we have two major arcana cards. We have Judgment right side up, which is all that you've been holding, right? All that you've been oh my God, I've been in it. Why? When is this moving? How can I move? It's clarity. It's flow. It's being born again. So I'm seeing more awakening and more opening for you on a psychic level. And I'm also seeing a relief and a freedom from the stress. And so that is in a bigger way. I feel like you're going to have a lot more connection with your guides and a lot more energy coming in where they're also going to be guiding you and showing you the way. There is the moon is the third card. And the moon, again, major arcana. The moon is great because it's opening you up to greater intuition, greater flow. I've got 2 minutes here. And at the same time, sometimes it feels hidden. And sometimes we have like our stuff come up, our emotional stuff, or it's like it doesn't feel like it's coming into fruition in the outer world yet. When I see it with judgment, I'm seeing it again more connected to the intuition blossoming, but that there's still going to be those times of like, can I trust, or I don't know what the way is, or like feeling lost, right? And I think lost, again, is not more about your abilities. It's more about how do I put myself out there? What is the flow in this space and in this world? And so, again, it's trust. And it's not about you doing anything until the correct invitation comes. And there'll be an invitation, an opening, something that's going to move you forward. That's with the Ace of Wands. It will come to you. It's not something that you have to search out. And I'm sorry I got cut off there because I'd love to take a little bit more time with you, but I have to go in like 30 seconds. So I hope that makes sense. Feel free to reach out to me on my Facebook page or, you know, I'd be happy if you're like, oh, this is what this meant to me. And you just wanted to share or process it for a moment to do that through a message or something on there too as well. Okay.
All right. Thank you for your
thank you so much. And thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. I'm so sorry that there was a bad connection today energetically on the online, but the energetics were clear otherwise. And I really look forward to seeing you all next week. Thank you so much, Shelley and Laura. And I wish you all the most beautiful and wonderful week ahead. Remember that nettle energy. Pay attention.